here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
Yeah, how you doing? Is this Chris?
Hi, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash for the state of Texas. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day. Obviously, I have, like, the biggest state to deal with all the time, so. It's good. It's been good. It looks like business is starting to pick up.
I'm a strong believer that a day goes as you want it to go.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, attitude of gratitude. You know, if you usually just wake up grateful to be alive and ready to take on whatever comes after that, then, you know, usually life works out. I mean, to be honest with you, last night I just flew in. We're based south of Los Angeles in Orange County, California, but I was in Maui for the last week and a half. So it's kind of hard to be upset when you're sitting on a beach for a while and you're seeing all the blessings. But
I know, right?
Yeah, now that I'm back in the office, I have all this work piling up on me. So,
well, I mean, work is always good.
Yeah, no, it's a good problem to have. Like I said, I mean, if I didn't have all this work, then I couldn't have done things like go on that vacation. So
Exactly.
I have two baby boys I was able to take out there with me and my wife, so it was really cool. But I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about this position for an HVAC contractor in Katy and surrounding areas, and she wanted me to jump on the line, mainly to go over pricing, but my concern is more so, you know, did you understand it? Did you have any, questions about the listing or how it works?
Well, a few years ago, before I opened up my business, I went to, San Jose, California?
Yeah, yeah.
I went through the whole Google, building?
The building. Yeah, yeah, it's in Mountain View. It's only 15 minutes ahead of San Jose. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So the reason I was there, I went and met with a whole bunch of other contractors.
Mm-hmm.
We had a conference with Weldon Longs. I don't know if you're familiar with this guy.
Maybe I'd have to look him up.
Yeah. Well, he's a big time on HVAC advertising and stuff. So when we went there, they kind of tell us how Google works, keywords, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but then again, that was about 6 years ago.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's good that you did that. I always say our educated clients are our happiest clients because then they know what we're doing for them, and it makes it a lot
that's
easier
exactly
to justify.
That's how I feel with my customers. Educated customers are the ones that are going to buy what you offer because they know exactly what they're paying for.
Exactly. Yeah, and in your industry, you know, the Google verification, you know, I would say that these guys that are up there probably get about 90% of the traffic that goes on in this area because, you know, HVAC guys, they get a bad rap sometimes. But when we're putting you on the first page, we're Google verifying you, and we let them know that you're a Google verified business, and that helps a lot with the credibility, you know, that they don't have a problem hiring you because they know, hey, this guy's doing good business and he's legit. So that's definitely a huge authentication factor for a business owner. But we did a study. This study has been happening over the course of the last 20 years. We found that most people, when they search on Google, they don't go past the top recommended guys there on page one. And so that's really the major benefit to you in this conversation is that we have first page placement available in your industry and in this area. The last time we had an opening for an HVAC contractor out here was 14 months ago. So it's not an everyday thing where we could just list people.
Yeah.
But a big reason I wanted to contact you first, because they just opened this up about 50 minutes ago. It's 9:50 here in SoCal. And the reason I wanted my reps to kind of contact you first is because I saw some things that you're already using, like that Home Advisor by Angie's List and stuff like that. So it looks like you're already kind of investing into advertising to get the business more jobs, more work.
Absolutely.
But those guys use Google advertising to get the leads that they sell on that platform. So it's like they're doing this, and then they take the leads and sell them to you. So we thought it'd be a good fit for you.
Exactly. See, the reason why we got involved with these people is because we're looking for auctions.
Right.
Because most of my customers are referrals, people that I know, or people that know somebody that I know. So but I'm looking for, you know, like attract more customers.
Yeah. Well, that says a lot about you, that you're able to get word of mouth clients still in 2024. You know, that says a lot about you.
Yeah,
especially when they can't look you up. You know, that says a lot. You know, people really trust you, and they must have good things to say about you.
And we've been in business for like 5.5 years, like I say, and you know, our only advertisement would be like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and then Google. We just recently got with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw your this is different. So the Google business profile just makes it so that you show up for your business name. So now if people look up Airway Control LLC, they can find you. What we do is we make it so that you show up as a top option for people who are just looking for HVAC contractor or HVAC company, right? Or somebody just looks up heating or air conditioning repair, things like that. We make it so you show up for your services, right? And that's where most of the traffic happens. Your customers are usually going to just look up AC installation or like HVAC inspection.
Repairs or whatever.
Right? Yeah, HVAC repair. They don't usually know the business that they're going to hire yet. They just know that they have a problem and they need somebody, right? So where we come in is we make it so that they see you on that first page with that Google business profile that you created there, with your reviews, your phone number, your website all attached to it. And then we try to get them to contact you over some of the other guys that are up there. So the guys that are up there now are companies like AirTech of Katy, Service Pros, Air Conditioning and Heating.
They're big corporations, like big companies.
They are big.
Family-owned business.
Right. No, that's fine. You just have to qualify for it, which you did. That's why we're on the phone now. Those companies didn't start big. You do stuff like this. And you grow it, right? And so we want to get you to your capacity. We're coming right into the peak time of the year for this. So prime time for money making is going to be the next couple of months. With that being said, it isn't the most affordable service because it isn't designed for a fly-by-night business. It's designed for somebody that's going to be around for a while, maybe a more small to medium-sized company. But again, we could grow you. So what I was thinking is we have a package. It's called our Platinum Package Bundle. And usually the Platinum Package Bundles, they're advertised at $499 per month. And that's because they come with things like a website and Facebook advertising and Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack. Now, I see you have some of these things already. You already have your own website. You already have Yelp, right? So we're not going to duplicate those things.
Yeah, we also have Thumbtack.
Right. So I'm not going to duplicate those things. I know you have those, right? So what I was thinking I can do is just get you what you do need out of it, right? This package covers all your bases, and obviously I want to make sure that we're not skipping anything, but I also don't want to duplicate anything if you already have it. So I was thinking I could put you on that package for Harris County, but I could drop the pricing down to just $299. So it's about $200 less. And then what I would do is I would lock you in at that price. So you can keep that deal for as long as you want to remain with us, Chris. And it'll be month to month. So you don't have to sign a contract like two, three.
And you said $299?
Yeah, it'd be $299 exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then what is that going to...
Sorry, go ahead.
I could hear my boy's double like in the background.
Yeah, sorry. All calls are recorded for quality assurance. They record the conversations to make sure I'm not like misleading you.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But
what is that going to cover?
So that's going to put you on the first page of Google for up to 15 keywords or services at a time in Harris County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then also it's going to cover their Facebook business profile and Facebook ads. So we'll use Facebook to get clients for you as well. I know you already have a Facebook business profile. Like I said, we're not going to duplicate that, but we're going to run ads through it so it gets a boost. It's going to be like Facebook advertising on steroids, right? And then also, there's a popular directory submission, and you're on Amazon Alexa search results. And then there's a tracking system, too. So you'll be able to see all the leads we're bringing in for you, like what service they looked up, what area it came from. And if you're missing calls, that tracking system is going to save their information. So you can go back into the tracking system. It comes in the form of a downloadable app, and you can recover their information. And so that way you can call them back when you are available and you're not missing out on your lead opportunities.
Yes. So let me ask you this. Earlier you mentioned the AngelList uses a program similar to yours to get this lead they're selling to me and three other contractors.
Correct. Yeah. You can actually see that there.
So
if you type in HVAC in Katy, Texas, and you scroll down, and there's a Angie's List. It says top 10 best HVAC companies in Katy, Texas. And you're on that list there.
Yeah, so it's probably pointless for me to keep an anxious list if I'm going to be going straight to where they get the list from, right?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to bash them or tell you to cancel their service and go with us. But I've worked with a lot of people who have used that. And they always tell me that they like having people call them directly as a live call a lot better, and they do like not having to pay per lead. You know exactly what you're spending. There's a one-time payment.
Not only that, AngelList send the same customer to like two other contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically three different people or contractors. And if you click on whatever they send you, you have to pay for it whether you get the customer or not.
Right. Yes, I have heard that before as well. So we don't do any kind of pay-per-lead, pay-per-click, pay-per-call services with this particular type of placement. There is a form of Google advertising where you can pay-per-lead and you can do pay-per-click, but this one isn't. So you won't have any of those problems of...
So basically, whenever anybody searches for a HVAC contractor or AC repair, our name should pop up in the fourth page, you say?
Exactly. And you can pick those keywords, right? So we give you 15 keywords.
Mm-hmm.
HVAC contractor or HVAC repair, that's just one keyword, right? You get 15 different ones.
Yes.
And every one of our clients goes into a client interview.
Okay, do you guys pick the keyword for us, or we have to come up with them?
Well, we have recommendations, Chris. There's a program called Google Analytics, and it actually allows us to see what people have been searching, and that data goes back like 10 years. So we don't have to guess. We'll know like which keywords are going to be good for you or going to get your phone ringing, but we also want your input. And you have final say on it because we don't want to list you for something that isn't going to be a good fit for you, right? We don't want people calling you all day long if it's not a perfect match, right? So that's the point of our client interview. and our client interviews are done. I have bilingual reps in-house if you prefer Spanish, and they can actually walk you through the client interview setup process of your account.
Yeah, I mean, we could do it either or.
Your English is fine, but mi esposa es salvadoreña. So you'll have a poquito español, but not much. But I could tell, you know what I mean, through your accent.
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, I've been here for like 37 years. I mean, yeah, but 36 years. But in time of okay. death, when it comes to hear how people speak, you make it more complicated for me to pronounce the words because I'm legally deaf.
Oh, wow. No way. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. My dad's like that, too. He wears hearing aids in both ears.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
See, like, when I talk to people, I'd be looking at their lip more than looking at their face.
Oh, yeah. That's how my dad is, too.
Usually when I start a conversation, I make a comment about it. That way they won't feel
weird about you looking at the
mouth.
Yeah. So, no, my dad's the same way. He just lost it out of nowhere, though. I always ask him. He's like, I remember my mom was vacuuming one day, he said, and then, like, all of a sudden he heard a loud, like, kind of noise, and then
it went away.
The sound just, yeah, and he thought she turned the vacuum off and everything, and he looked at her, and she was, like, talking to him, and he couldn't hear anything. Yeah, it just went out randomly one day. Yeah.
Wow. How old is he?
Yeah. He's 61 now.
How
that happened
that?
When he was 30.
Oh, okay.
He's 61. Yeah, yeah. That happened when he was 31.
Okay.
So that was 30 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I was a baby. I was only 2 years old when he lost it. So.
Okay. See, when I was a kid, when I was like 16, 17, back in my day, having a loud stereo in your car was the thing.
Oh,
So I was one of those kids. But I had like a big, you know, and that didn't help me a whole lot. Then when I started working in air conditioning, I started working like on hospitals and like high-rise buildings.
Yeah, the altitude.
By doing that, I used to put sheet metal together.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, everybody would be like, hey, man, you need to work on... hearing protection. I'm like, nah, that's for old people. Well, a few years later, I'm here.
we're stubborn. We got to learn the hard way sometimes.
Unfortunately. Especially when you're young, that you feel like you own, you know, that you're strong and could pick anything up and do this and do that and nothing's going to happen to you.
Oh, yeah. You know, my dad used to crack us up, though, because sometimes he has 4 kids, and sometimes we'd all start complaining, and you would see him just turn his hearing aid down.
Yeah.
My mom started talking to him, and he just clicks it off. We're like, oh, thanks a lot.
That's exactly what I do with my kid. I got 3 kids. My daughter, who's 24, son, 22. When they're all here, like, I'm like, okay, it's time for me to turn this deal off. Or you take them off. And they'll be like, dad.
I can't hear you, sorry.
I'll be like, nope, he's not home right now.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So, what's your name again?
My name is John. I'm the director here. My last name's Hill.
Okay,
there's
John,
a couple other
Johns
here, so. That's why I want to make sure I put the last name.
Okay, so, what's the last name?
Hill, H-I-L-L. I'll send you a text now,
Hill.
My director.
Okay, John Hill. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's do this. Why don't you send me this information that we talked about? Yeah. And I'm definitely going to give it a try.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I really do need my business to... Okay, I just got it.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for your business to succeed, I mean, there's no better way to do it than Google advertising. And like I was saying earlier, I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie, who's getting their leads from Google and then reselling them to you, I'm sure you'll do great with just being on Google and letting people call you directly.
and I hate to have a middle person, you know. I like to deal direct.
And that's what we do. I mean, obviously we're back here doing all the work and the programming for you to make sure you do show up in front of them at the moment that they need your help, but the calls go straight to you. Like, it's your number up there that they're seeing, and if they're on their iPhone or their Android and they click on Airway Control LLC, it'll ring through to you directly as a live call. So there's nobody intercepting the call or anything.
Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your experience, how long, like, how can I ask this question?
Mm-hmm.
How quick should I be expecting calls with this?
So my clients see results in the first month. However, we notice that month two is usually where things start to really tick for them because they're up there for a little bit. Usually month two is where it really takes off. The first month, we also have to make sure we're getting everything up and running. So there's like a Google verification that you have to do once we secure the spot.
Yeah.
And so you got to send in like any required license or insurance if it's required by the state of Texas. And then there's also a PIN that they send you in the mail. That usually takes about 5 to 7 days. So, I mean, even if I signed you up today, you'd probably start seeing traffic from, like, the Facebook and stuff within a week. But for everything to get to its maximum capacity, it's going to be closer to, like, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's...
And then, I got my and then obviously, once it's... go ahead. Hi.
No, I'm saying I got my wife right next to me, and she's a decision maker as well, so... I got you on speaker, you know.
Perfect. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Cynthia. So I was
listening
to the conversation, and as what I know, we are on Google listed.
No, so you have a Google business profile where if you look up Airway Control LLC, you can find you guys, right? But what we do is Google places placements. So if you type in HVAC Katy, Texas, for example. Like one of your customers, right? Because your customers don't know about you guys yet. So your customers are going to be looking up the services he provides, like HVAC installation, heating services, HVAC maintenance and repair, things like that. When you do that search, there's a map that'll pop up, and then there's three top recommended companies right next to that map. That's what we do. As a Google partner, we do Google Places placements. So it's actually an advanced form of advertisement. It's not just to have you show up for your business name, but we actually verify your listing that lets the customers know that you guys are a trusted contractor. And then we're also directly referring you off that first page of Google, telling them that you're top recommended. This is who we recommend that you go with.
Okay. And how much is this a
month?
It's $299 with the discounts applied. So it's about $10 a day.
Is that the best you guys can do?
Yeah, it's normally $499 with a $99 setup fee. But I waive the setup fee, and then I also reduce the rate because he already has a site. Like, we don't have to build a site for him. He already has Yelp and a couple other things. So since you guys have already made progress on those other platforms and we don't have to create those for you, I've reduced the rate to the $299. But I've also locked it in at this discounted rate, Cynthia, so it's not going to go back up next month. It'll actually just stay $299 month to month for as long as you guys are with us and covering Harris County.
And just because, like you said, the first 2 months should be slow and, you know, paying that
The first month.
For the first 2 months.
Right. Well, you also want to think long term. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, hey, $299, that's a lot to spend, right? But you also want to think from a perspective of, like, how many clients did you lose last month just by not showing up in front of them at the moment that they're looking up HVAC repair, you know, them getting referred to another company. So when you evaluate it, sure, you're spending $299, but if you fast forward to the 22nd of June, which is going to be the really profitable time of the year, the next 30 days, you look at what you're making off of it, you know, the numbers easily be 10 to 1, you know. Even the right one customer can offset that cost 10 to 1, you know, if you get the right guy. So to be able to put yourself in position to get all those opportunities, cherry pick through them, pick what's working best for you guys, rather than pay per lead from a third party who's using this type of advertisement to get those leads for you in the first place, also selling them to three or four other guys. it'll pay for itself. Yeah, it's a justifiable expense. And it's also a write-off as a business expense as well.
Let me tell her something real quick. You know how we got Anxious List?
Mm-hmm.
Anxious List do the thing that we're going to do with Google, and then they turn around and show the lead to us. But not only to us, they also sell it to the children, contractors. With this deal right here, we're going to get it direct. Like when they call us,
Can she hear? Okay, Cynthia, do you have a smartphone? Like, you have your phone?
Yep.
Okay, go to Google on your phone. And then type in AC installation or HVAC. Just like you're a customer. Just pretend you're a customer that's looking for somebody to do HVAC repair. Any service is fine. You can type in air conditioning. Okay, so you're on Google, right?
Yes.
Okay, scroll down. You see these companies next to the map there?
I went to the main Google page or the Google Maps.
Yeah. You don't have to put maps. Yeah, you just go to the regular Google page, like all. You don't have to press on maps or images or shopping or anything like that. Okay. But if you just type in HVAC installation, like a cut. Mm-hmm.
And putting HVAC.
Look, if I put AC repair in Katy.
Exactly. There you go.
Advocate.
Yep. So those guys are Google guaranteed. But if you keep going down, you'll see other companies there, like right next to the map. That's the Google Places placement that I'm offering you guys at $299 month to month.
We're not going to be on top like 1 hour because they spend millions of dollars on their advertisements.
Yeah, the Google guaranteed guys are a little different. We could get you there at some point, but that's not a good starting spot for you. It's going to be really expensive. This would be the best, like, cost-efficient way to get you guys some consistent phone calls going and some business. But what I also wanted to point out to her is, like, if you keep scrolling down this page, eventually you're going to see Angie's List and Home Advisor on the first page.
Yeah.
And if you click on that, then you'll be able to see yourself in there. But when you're in there and you try to click on it or call yourself, it's like an automated service that answers, like, thank you for calling Home Advisor or thank you for calling Angie. And then basically if they fill that out, so it's like basically if they scroll all the way down to the bottom past these top recommended guys, click on that, then they get turned into a lead and sent to you. And that's what you guys are buying now. Those leads go to like multiple people. So over the course of a month, you know, if you only get 10 of those leads, you guys are going to be spending more than $300 on that, on just 10 leads.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then those leads are going to multiple people. So what we're doing is cutting out that middleman. We just list you independently.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't we do this? Let us know what's the next step to take.
To
get us started.
I'm going to create your account. We'll secure that position so that way you guys get that spot for Harris County. That's the most important thing. And then I'll schedule a client interview where hopefully we can get her too, so that way she knows what we're doing. Okay, yeah. I can even schedule that today. Like, I can get a client interview done. I could have a rep with you guys at 11 o'clock our time here, so it'd be 1 o'clock CT.
So in the next hour?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long would this take?
It's about 30 to 40 minutes usually.
Okay, what is your name?
John.
My name is John. Yeah, my last name's Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay, what is your contact number?
Chris, you want to give it to her? I texted it to you.
Do you have it?
I can read it out loud, but I texted it to you. She wants to write it down?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cynthia, it's 877-635-6225. And you have to hit extension 544 if you want to call me direct.
Okay, that's 544. And you said the price is $299?
Correct. Yeah, if you guys come on board with me today, it's $299 out the door, and then I will lock you in at that pricing structure. So it would be set up to renew
no
each
contract?
Month on the 22nd. No contract. Yeah, you could cancel at any time. No cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that.
Okay.
So we want you guys to come back because you want to come back. We don't require the contract.
Exactly. And how long would it take for our name to be on the area?
Yeah, like I said, you'll be able to see things come to fruition within the first month. So this will all be completed within the first month. But like I said, month two is going to be better for you because you won't have to go through the setup process.
No, but what I'm saying is how long before we're able to see it?
Gotcha. So there's a pin that gets sent to you in the mail that takes about 5 to 7 days to get. There's a 5-digit number on the back of that pin that I'll need from you. That's how you guys get that little red dot on the map there. And then obviously I need you to do the client interview today. And then there's a form that you got to fill out called a Google verification form. So it's all really just dependent on those pins and getting you Google verified. In the meantime, though, we'll have the Facebook stuff up and running. You know, you already have a Facebook business profile. We'll run those ads. So, you know, you'll be able to see traffic from other things before the Google stuff is finished. But once it's finished, you know, you'll feel it.
You'll know.
It's going to feel different. You're going to start getting live service calls from people like, hey, my HVAC's out, it's hot as hell, get out of here.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. We just need some kind of traffic. But like I say, it's only so much people that you know and so much friends of yours that recommend you with people that they know.
Yeah,
but, you know, we've been doing well for the last 5.5 years.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, friends kind of suck because they always want a deal. You know, these are just general people that need your help, so it's pure business, you know. A lot of the guys on the first page, they charge a service fee just to show up. You know, they charge like $75-$100 just to go out there.
Yeah, our service fee is $85.
Yeah, see? So.
To trigger some locations, like right now after the hurricane that we just got, are you able to get certain areas, or is it like?
Well, so this one, Cynthia, is a local listing at the $299, so it'll cover Harris County and surrounding areas. It's up to 40 miles from where your pin is sent. If you want to cover other areas. Yeah, it should be more than enough, honestly, if it's just Chris. But if you guys do grow, and like, this is the good information for her, if you do grow and you do want to expand and target other areas, we could do one of those other campaigns for you later on, like Google Ads or Google Guarantee.
Let's just get started with that deal that we just spoke about.
Okay.
Yeah.
The $299 local. Okay. So I'm going to create your account, Chris. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number. I know you guys already have a Google business profile, but I just want to verify everything because we're going to submit it to Google today. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, let's do that.
And that's the best number for us and your clients.
Yes.
Okay.
This is my direct line.
Okay, perfect. Is Chris short for anything?
No, just Chris.
Just Chris? C-H-R-I-S?
Yeah.
Okay. C-H-R-I-S. What's your last name?
That's it. Yeah. Amaya. A-M-A-Y-A.
Oh, say that again. I'm sorry. You cut out.
Amaya. A-M-A-Y-A.
Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
Okay, it'll be, it's pretty simple. It's airway control. HVAC at gmail.com.
Airway control HVAC at gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. And do you want me to add your wife to the profile to be able to make changes?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you spell her name C-I-N-T-H-I-A?
No, C-I-N-T-I-A.
Okay.
I used to get in trouble spelling her name, but I used to spell it C-I-N-T-H-I-A.
So my wife's originally from El Salvador, right? And forever, her name's Erica. I used to spell it E-R-I-C-K-A. And then she always spelled it E-R-I-K-A. And then when I went to the immigration attorney and we got her passport, it's E-R-I-C-A. So I know how that goes. I've dealt with some, I'm like, wow, I've been with you for 5 years and I'm barely learning how to spell your name the right way.
Where from El Salvador is this one?
She's from San Salvador.
San Salvador?
Yeah,
I left El Salvador when I was I left El Salvador when I was 9 years old.
Oh wow. Yeah, I went over, she moved over here when she was 20. She's 29 now. But I actually went over there. We had to because she came through with the coyotes through the Mexico. Yeah, and so I learned about all this like as we went through the immigration proceedings and everything. I actually do the marketing for our immigration attorney out here in Southern California. But what happened was like we'd got the initial form for her green card, but then because of the way she came, they had me fill out another form called a 601. It's like a hardship waiver. And I had to ask them to like waive it so that way they didn't like ban her from the country.
That was like a forgiveness, right?
One took the longest, actually. The green card was like exactly a year, and then they already gave us approval, and I had to send over my kids' birth certificates and like our wedding license and everything.
Doing it like that is like when she got married with you, being a U.S. citizen, you just make it faster.
Yeah, both my boys are born too, so it was pretty quick.
When I left El Salvador, I got here as a refugee because we had a civil war going on
Bukele. Bukele is so good. I went over there, man. Even she was just like, this isn't even the same place, you know, that she left.
It's not.
But my father-in-law tells me crazy stories. Mm-hmm.
Yes, back then it was crazy. Like, it sounds like a story from a movie, but it actually happened, you know?
Yeah. No, I know. They told me some stories, and she has brothers too, and a lot of her family came over here. Yeah, I've heard crazy things, you know, but it's a lot better now. It's way better. Bukele did his thing. Yeah, it's beautiful. We actually stayed in El Tunco, and it was just nice.
El Tunco. I never been there, to be honest with you, but I heard it's such a beautiful place.
Oh, it's super beautiful. It was insane.
My wife, she's from Honduras.
Okay.
And I'd be going to Honduras more than I do El Salvador. For some strange reason, you always end up going to where your wife is from. Don't know why.
So we can,
we know who
so
the
can learn
right.
about them. Yeah, so we can learn about them, understand them a little better, you know? Yeah. We live where I'm from, so... It's not hard to show my wife. Yeah. I just go down the street.
That's where I know my life.
You know what's funny? Actually, so she's from Santa Ana, San Salvador. And when I first met her, it was in Southern California, and she said, "Oh, I'm from Santa Ana." And I go, "Oh, okay. Like you're right down the street in
Santa Ana, California."
And, Yeah. So I was like, okay, no big deal. And then, then later she's like, no, this Santana down here. And I go, oh, wow.
A million miles away.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I never been over there. Yeah, so she's actually from Santa Ana, San Salvador. And she has a family like La Libertad. And but we went through, but we were just briefly passing through. I had my boys there, and it's all real foreign to me. They're bilingual. Basically, everybody in my family is bilingual but me. I speak a little bit just because of what I pick up from them around the house.
You know, my daughter's boyfriend, he's from, his parents are from, Serbia? Serbia, somewhere in Europe?
Yeah, he's super fine, huh?
My daughter was born here, so she speaks Spanish, English, and now she's learning a little bit of Serbian as well.
Wow.
And her boyfriend doesn't speak any Spanish yet. But whenever he come around, I'll be like, ¿Qué pasó, man? ¿Qué pasó? He'll be like, todo bien.
They'll learn.
So he's going to come around.
Yeah, they'll come around. Her family is awesome, honestly. Like, I just told you, like, last week we went to Maui, but I've taken her to, like, 3 Hawaiian islands in the past, like, 2 years.
Awesome.
Yeah, just kind of showing her around and stuff, but we spent time down there. And honestly, people ask me all the time, like, oh, you're with a Salvadoreña? You're crazy, you know? Like, oh, those women are crazy. And I'm like, honestly, she's the sweetest person I ever met in my life. That's why I married her, you know? Her family's very, like, old-school Catholic. Like, they're just good people, you know? Like, I understand why they came here, because it was crazy over there. But they're just good people.
It was crazy. Like me being 8, 9 years old when I left, I got to see some crazy stuff that a kid should not ever seen, you know?
Yeah. No, I know, because when we would go to, like, L.A., we would go to 18th Street and stuff. You know, there's got those guys everywhere, but... Yeah, they'd be the tattoos on their face, you know, and stuff. And she's like, oh, they have these people here, too? Like, we were just going over there to get, like, pupusas and stuff. I was like, yeah, that's what happens, is they come over here and they get in gang trouble, and then they send them back, and then they go crazy in the streets of El Salvador. But Bukele figured it out. He's cleaned it up a lot. So.
You know, I'm glad he did what he's doing.
I want to get my boy's dual citizenship down there.
You could if you want to.
Yeah, I want to. I want to get some land down there too. I want to buy some property and have it, even if it's just like for vacation. You know?
Right now the properties are kind of expensive. Not crazy expensive, but they're gonna get more expensive. Because there's some houses over there for like $100,000.
Yeah. It's going up. They were showing us some places when we were out there. We ran into a guy, and he had a bunch of property there by the beach. And he was trying to sell it to us, once he heard we were from California.
Yeah. Over in Honduras, we got some land, me and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that land right there is still unexpensive. It's not that expensive yet.
Yeah, it just depends. Like, some places, like, they have a capital city, I know, that it gets a little pricey, and then the stuff by the beach is usually, I think that's everywhere, though, you know? The closer you get to the water, the more expensive it gets. Yeah.
Absolutely. But,
no, I mean, it's good to have. Even if, like, we pass away, we talk about that all the time. Like, we pass away one day, you know, you gotta think, what are we gonna leave for our kids? Because our boys are only 5 and 3, and so we're like, oh, maybe we'll get something down here and just... Yeah, they're little guys.
Yeah.
But we're like, hey, maybe we'll get something down here and just, you know, give it to them. And if they want to use it for vacation or fight over it later or whatever, you know, just buy something.
My two older kids, I say kid, but they already grown like 24 and 22. They into college and that kind of stuff. They love to travel to Honduras. I had never taken to El Salvador yet. Well, you know,
it's a good time to go now. It's safe now. Yeah, it's safe now. It's a lot better. I'm trying to get her uncle naturalized. So we're having an issue with her uncle. He came and then He got deported once, and this was like 15 years ago, and then he came back, and then he just kind of like, he makes good money and has a good life. Like, he works at this construction company I referred him to, because we do their marketing too. And, but he's just kind of like nervous. Like, he doesn't go anywhere anymore. We try to get him like, oh, come with us to Hawaii. Like, you have the money for it. Just come. It's a domestic flight. They won't care about like the paperwork. Just bring the passport that you have. He's just scared, you know? So I've been telling the attorney, I'm trying to get him naturalized because he's been here for so long and paying taxes. He's never got in trouble. The only time he ever got in trouble was that time he got deported. So we're trying to figure that out right now. Actually, I just started working on that like 2 weeks ago.
Something out.
Yeah, this lawyer doesn't really take the cases unless he feels like he can get it done. He has so many cases that just pile up. Like, we have his tracking system because I do the marketing for him. And he's got like 10,000 people that just inquire about his help, but he just kind of like cherry picks, like, you know. So I'm lucky to be able to just have a close relationship with him and do the marketing for him. And so he's just kind of like listens and tries to help out my wife and our family, you know?
Yeah.
But
well,
yeah, it's tough.
That's good. Hopefully everything will go for him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm sure he'll be fine. I mean, her parents though, I'm more worried about. Her dad talks about, he just wants to go back there at some point. He's tired of working. He has a painting company and he's getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's never really picked up on the English. Like, he's always just straight Spanish only.
Yeah, you know I'm not that old yet. I'm only 45. I mean, I'm getting there, but I'm looking forward to retire back in Honduras.
Yeah.
I don't see myself living here,
too.
Being an older person.
Yeah, that's how he is too. Like, he already had land before he came here. But then he just came here to work for his kids, you know, and then ended up bringing them over with him. But yeah, he's getting up there. He's real tired. Every time I see him, he's just tired. He gets up at 5. Her mom too, and I don't like seeing that either. I try to give them money. They're too prideful to take my money. So it's like, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, it gets to the point to where you just don't wanna. What you call it, do the same thing that you have been doing for the last 30, 40 years, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's just hard here, too. Like, even if you buy property here, there's always still stuff that you got to constantly spend on. So you got to keep working, you know? And he doesn't want to just
What I tell my wife is that land over here, even though they say that you finish paying your house will never really be yours. Well, here in Texas, anyway, even if you finish paying the houses, you still have to be paying taxes.
Yep. Property taxes.
And HOA and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yep. They get it one way or another. So it's like you're forever renting. And then when you die, somebody, you know, you can leave it to your kids, but your kids now have to pay those bills. And then somebody else will take it. You know, the government owns it all.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's why he's like that, is because he has land in El Salvador already. Yeah, before he came here, and they rent his house already, two houses actually, but it's not a lot. Like, for here, I think he only gets like maybe $500 for them, for the houses that they have. But he's just kind of like, he wants to go move into those and move back over there, take the money he saved up here and just relax with his wife, you know. So I don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, once you get older, you don't need a whole lot to actually
live. Yeah.
Especially
he's like that
country.
Too. He's a very humble guy, you know? And he just wants to relax. I don't blame him. I would do the same thing. And it's also like, he doesn't want to be buried here. Like, we've talked to him about stuff like that too. He's like, I want to go back to where I came from. My family's still all over there, you know? So.
Yeah, in my case, me and the wife, all of our people is already here.
Yeah, they already came, yeah. Well, a lot of her, on her mom's side, they came, but her dad's side didn't. Like, the Salinas side came, the Rodriguez side, it didn't. It's just the dad, basically, and then all the mom's family, the mom's brothers. They had, like, her mom's, like, one of 14 kids. So there's, like, a lot of them, you know? Like, I used to go to the gym and see these guys, and she'd be like, oh, that's my uncle. I'm like, what?
Well, figure this, my my grandparents, on my father's side of the family, they had 16 kids, and they're all here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so crazy. They have a lot of babies up there. Her grandma comes, they fly here.
They didn't have no freaking TV back then.
Yeah.
They didn't have no TV back then.
That was it. Yeah, they come on Christmas time. They fly in from El Salvador. They get their visas.
Uh-huh.
They're old. They're like 80, but the grandpa will be taking shots on Christmas, and the grandma's just still healthy. Like, it's crazy. They're just healthy, and they're still walking around good, and they're way old. And they got all their kids. Like, even their kids are old. Some of their kids are already, like, 50. And they and they're just walking around happy. Enjoying the holidays. They got great grandbabies. It's crazy. It's cool, though. It's different from how I grew up.
Hey, John.
I like it a lot better.
I'm up to the phone, brother. I got another call coming in, and it's a customer. So,
okay, let's wrap
give us a call whenever, or send us that information on email. And definitely, I like to give this a try.
Okay, so if you want to secure the spot, I just got to finish creating your account and then gather the first month's payment, and then we'll circle back for the client interview this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, what's the business street address? Oh.
Yes, 1807.
Okay.
Cross Coast Lane.
Cross Coast?
Cross Coach, yeah, CROSS, and then coach as a football coach.
Oh, I found it. 77449?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, I got everything. And I added Cynthia to the account, too, as a manager.
Okay.
Okay, so she has my number. If she calls in and needs help, you guys can call anytime. I'll walk you through the campaign, make sure it's working for you. And then what's the best time, do you think, for the client interview? You guys were saying 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah, let's try 2 o'clock. She just left. Don't know where she go, but give us a call back at 2.
I'm actually going to set.
That's cool.
Oh, we got to secure the payment now to take it off the board. So that way it goes to you guys, because the Harris County listings, basically, my reps, like Tara, the one you were speaking with in the beginning, they kind of just call out until the spot fills. And then once it fills, then I don't really have anywhere to place you guys anymore.
Let me see if one.
Okay.
Let me go look for the car. Give me 1 second.
No, take your time. Not like they could fill it without me anyway. So if I'm on the phone with you, they can't send me another call.
Okay, cool. Can you say it's $399?
No, $299.
I mean $299. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It'll be $299 exactly, and I'm going to send the receipt and everything in writing, too, so that way you have it for Cynthia.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, so I'm ready when you are.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
4342. 4342. 5801. 5801. 6063. 7179.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0427.
427, and three-digit code on the back.
500.
Okay. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a 60-second recording, and then I'll let you get to those clients until the client interview. The client interview is scheduled between 3 and 4. They're going to send you a reminder at 2. If that doesn't work okay. for you, when you get that reminder at 2, just text me, okay, or call me back, and I can reschedule.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So it says your payment for the initial term and account setup, Chris, it's going to be charged today in the discounted amount of $299. However, I'm putting you guys on what's called our platinum package. So that way you get all our additional bells and whistles. I've also locked in this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is set to renew each month on the 22nd day, it'll stay the same price, $299. That'll never go up or change.
Okay, cool.
It says you can discontinue or cancel our services at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue the services, try to let us know before the 22nd day.
Okay.
What was that?
Okay. No. To let you guys know if we're planning on canceling.
Yeah, before. So that way we could, it doesn't charge you. We want to stop the billing because it's automatic. It's not like we're manually running the payment.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. And then it says here, when your payment clears, you're going to get a text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. You have to sign off on that. And then there's also a verification form that you and Cynthia need to fill out. That one's going to ask you for, like, any license, insurance, if you have it. There's some, like, pictures. It's pretty easy, but you just kind of click and fill it out and send that in to us. And then we're also sending that pin to you in the mail.
And that's going to be sent in through email? Or how is that going to be?
Email and text. I'm emailing and text. So
okay.
I'm going to do both of them. Yep. So you're going to get everything twice.
Go,
it's all going to go email and text message.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. And then our representative this afternoon is bilingual, too, just in case. His name's Caesar. He's also Salvadorian. So I feel like that was a good matchup.
Okay,
for you guys.
Cool.
It's Cesar.
It seems like you're around Salvadorian people, huh?
Yeah. They're my favorite, you know. Me gusta pupusas.
Yeah, you and me both.
my boys are half Salvadorian, you know. My mom's 100%, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah. It's our culture.
Yeah.
That's how we
They're
do
good
it
people.
House,
I mean, we're good people.
Yeah, 100%.
Nah,
honestly, I've
don't,
never...
Don't get her mad, though, because when Salvadorian women get mad, they go all out.
Yeah. I know. She's tiny, though. She's like 4'11". I'm good.
Hey, you'd be surprised.
You're right. You're right. She's the boss. There's
yep.
three boys, and she's the boss.
Yep. That's the same thing, though, here around my house. My wife, she's like 4'10", 4'11",
yeah.
as well. And you'd be surprised, but when the little woman get mad, it's like everybody be shaking around the house.
I know. She always looks at me with the crazy eyes, like she's breaking a stick, and I know what that means, you know?
Yep. Yep.
I'm like, oh, man. She's all tiny.
Yep.
Yeah. Nah, but I love my Salvadoran people, you know? Like I said, my kids, half Salvadoran. Cesar's here. He's from
yep.
El Salvador. We used to share pupusas at the office all the time. Now he moved to Milwaukee. So
yeah, I don't know if you tried the Salvadorian panes already, but they're good as well.
What is it?
The chicken bread,
the
sandwiches.
My wife makes those on the holidays. Yeah, the Christmas time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got to be honest though.
That's
I had to like go. When I go to her family's on the holidays, I always bring, like, the traditional
uh-huh.
American foods, too. Because I don't want to just eat that and pupusas, you know?
Yeah.
But I brought it, and her dad is, like, hooked. He's hooked on pumpkin pie. And
oh, I know pumpkin pie.
Yeah, he loves
good.
It, too. Yeah, I've introduced him
yep.
to so much stuff. I actually just brought back a bunch of tuna jerky I got to give him from the trip to Hawaii. But I'm looking
mm-hmm.
forward to working with you guys. You know, thank you for signing up. Welcome
Likewise.
Aboard. If you have if you are Cynthia, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to ask, okay? I want to make sure it's working for you. And once I see that you're starting to get the customers pretty regularly, I'll back off. But in the beginning, I want to make sure we get it all up and running as quickly as possible, okay?
Looking forward to build this up and hopefully travel over there one day and get to meet you in person.
Yeah, that'd be great.